A lot has changed between the last presidential debate and the one that unfolds tonight at Hofstra University on Long Island. During that small two-week window, President Obama has lost ground to Mitt Romney in the polls. Tonight is his chance to get it back. It is also Mitt Romney's chance to solidify and grow his own gains.
And in a way, this debate could mean more to some voters because the questions are coming from them. And joining us to talk about the town hall-style debate from Hofstra, USA Today's Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page. Good to have you back, Susan.
Hey, Sean, great to be with you.
Hey, before we talk about the candidates themselves, let's talk about the form. A town hall, much different than a typical debate. How will that affect the candidates and their approaches?
I think it makes a huge difference. And, you know, some candidates do great in town hall meetings. It was a real strength of John McCain. Some of them really struggle in them. And so it's a different kind of test than that first debate that we saw in Denver just 2 weeks ago. You know, the questions come from voters. And can this journalist, you know, there's really no penalty for talking back to a journalist who asks you a rude question. If a voter asks you a rude question or a tough question, you just have to answer it.
Now, the president obviously has a lot riding on this debate after his poor performance that obviously hurt him in the polls, Susan. What do you hear? What does he need to do tonight?
You know, he needs to do two things. He needs to sell himself as a guy with more energy, a guy who really wants a second term. That first performance raised questions in some people's minds about how into this election he was. He's got to do a second thing, and that is attack Mitt Romney. He's got to score some of those points against Mitt Romney that he failed to do last time, raising questions about positions he's taking and about his turn to more centrist and moderate stances. And, you know, that's a problem in a way for President Obama because this format is not really an attack format. It's a format that does best with more conciliatory and civil discussion. So we'll see if he's able to achieve those dual objectives.
Well, then what about Mitt Romney? Since a lot of his campaigning has been attacking President Obama's policies, how does he walk that fine line?
But, of course, what Mitt Romney needs to do, perhaps above everything else, is to show some empathy with people, to show that he understands the problems of regular folks and that he'll do something about them. Because we know that's his biggest weakness when we ask about all these characteristics of presidents in our polls. And this is a format that's good for that. Now, we have to remember, Mitt Romney has been a very uneven candidate up to now, but he had a great 90 minutes in Denver. And so the expectations now are pretty high that he will have a similar performance tonight.
A quick question, Susan. Obviously, it's a university. A lot of different people will be attending, but it's in New York, so it's an audience that'll have a lot of New Yorkers in it. Does that change things at all?
You know, I don't know that the fact that it's in New York changes things at all. In a way, it seems a little odd to have a town hall meeting in a non-battleground state, but the Gallup organization has recruited these 80 people who will be sitting in that hall, and they're people who are either undecided or only softly committed to a candidate. They're people who say, it's possible that I will change my mind based on what I hear.
All right, Susan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Susan Page is USA Today's Washington Bureau Chief, and we will, of course, be streaming the debate live on WTOP.com, 9 o'clock tonight.